All right. You've gathered a little baseline information about the food you eat. For many of you, this is going to be a real wake-up call in and of itself. Some of you are going to be shocked with the caloric value of your favorites and just how small a serving size is compared to the serving size you currently eat. The next step we want to take is to see how you spend your calories. If you went to a financial planner and asked for help to get out of debt, the first step many financial planners would have you take is to see how you spend your money. They would have you keep track of everything you purchase for a month to see what spending habits are causing you trouble. We're going to do the same thing with your diet. But don't worry, you're only going to have to keep track of your spending for 3 to 5 days. A week would be better, but 3 to 5 days is a good start. So all you need to do is keep track of what you eat, when you eat it, and the portion size for 3 to 5 days. Don't forget drinks, added cream and sugar, or that quick handful of treats at the office. This is going to take a little effort for some of you to find a means to organize and record it throughout the day. But with a little work and creativity, you'll be able to collect the data that you need. This exercise is meant to do two things. First, help you identify when and how much you really eat. Second, give you a starting point of your caloric need. With a snapshot of your diet, there may be some glaring habits that you have that point to why you are taking in more calories than you thought you were. The multiplying 200-calorie sodas, lunches on the go with the trimmings, the snacks around the office or at home. Realizing that what you thought was a serving was really four. Actual serving size is a major realization for many people who eliminate a lot of the junk food from their diets and only eat healthy foods and wonder why they continue to gain weight. Now, with a snapshot in hand, tally up your caloric intake for the day and find out the amount of calories you are actually eating every day. To help make recording, adding, and averaging a breeze, check out the tools available in the diet resource section of BigHeadFitness.com. Armed with your average, the next step is to subtract 300 calories from it. This number will be your starting point for your daily caloric goal. For example, if I did a 5-day journal with 2,500 total calories on day 1, 1,800 total calories on day 2, 2,100 total calories on day 3, 1,600 calories on day 4, and 2,000 calories on day 5, that would give me a grand total of 10,000 calories. 10,000 gets divided by 5, the number of days, to give me an average of 2,000 calories. The simplest thing to do is to subtract 300 calories from this average and use it as a starting point for my daily caloric budget. That means that I'm going to have a budget of 1,700 calories a day to spend. Since this is 300 less than my average, I am assuming that this will give me a 300-calorie debt that my body will make up by using surplus stored energy, aka fat. With your daily caloric goal in hand, grab a measuring tape and start up the body composition calculator. After putting in your measurements and activity level, the computer is going to give you 3 guidelines for caloric breakdowns based on the amount of lean body mass you have and your activity level. Don't worry about all those numbers to the right now. Simply write down the number of grams of carbohydrates, protein, and fat that is recommended for the caloric total closest to your budgeted number for your food journal. For example, if your daily caloric budget is 1,700 calories, and the guideline gives you 3 totals, one for 2,400 calories, one for 1,900 calories, and one for 1,600 calories, you want to use the nutritional breakdown for the 1,600 calories as a starting point and guideline. Remember, these numbers are going to be different for everyone depending on their lean body mass and activity level. Once you pick your budgeted number, the calculator will give you meal and snack breakdown guidelines.